我们花点时间在神的面前来默祷。Let's spend some time and to reflect before the Lord.
All of them. So I did send the ones that I had, and when she gets back, I'll be able to get all. I've tried to get them, but we haven't been able to connect together.But I would like to be able to just send you your Sunday school outlines on the email. Did anybody get yours? Anyone? I know the man back there did. Our brother back there. Judy, do you get your email at home or at work? Oh, that's why I sent it Friday, so I guess maybe you didn't get it.Oh, okay. No one got them? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, if you just listen to me, because I'm not going to be able to be too long today, but at least I want us to talk, because I feel like our subject is depression. And depression is something that has become a very common thing today. Maybe it always was, but today we really sense it and we see it.The depression along with anxiety, it's really a chronic thing almost today. Well, I'm going to try to find it here. I put it in one of my, I'm great about this. Just give me a minute or two. Anybody know anything about depression? You mean...Our people never get depressed. Isn't that wonderful? None of us know anything about depression. Well, just give me a minute. I'm sorry. Here it is. Depression is something that I think today...That a good portion of our people have had periods of. Maybe they've only been a passing type of thing, few day type of thing, maybe a couple weeks. For some, it's much longer than that. So depression itself literally means that we're being pressed down. It's an attitude of the spirit and the thinking that's being pressed down. It's like...A heavy weight on the heart. Actually, it almost sometimes can be almost like a physical hurt. And some people that has prolonged depression, it's almost a physical hurt in the heart. And so it is something that really we need to know something about. Maybe someone in our family may get it, maybe we may get it. But maybe, and maybe many times those next to you in the church or at work.And when you know a little more about depression, it helps you to be a little more understanding because it's very real. One of the things we like to say to people is, oh, pick up now. Sort of, you know, put this thing aside and just pick yourself up. Well, you don't pick yourself up with certain depressions. And I want to talk about some of the depressions. We have the normal depression. I don't think depression's normal.But what it means is we have the situation depressions, reactive depressions. These are ones that may not really actually last too long, but they're for short periods of time. Sometimes when we feel rejected, we become depressed. Sometimes when we have illness, we become depressed. I know that you can have something that you have it so long or so...It's in such a tension with it that you begin to get depressed over it. And so these are just sort of like it's a traditional stages that we go to. Sometimes it's adolescence. Do you know our young people get depressed? Sometimes even going through adolescence, for some young people, they get depressed. They have to come and begin to face the fact of life.And for some young people, that's a big thing. They begin to think, how can I make a living? You know, I myself used to pity men Now, ladies, don't get after me. But I sort of thought to myself, you know, men have to worry about getting a house, a car, keeping the family and money, and keeping the family and food, and taking care of a lot of the stuff. And I used to think that must be very difficult on men. So sometimes when there are some young people, they begin to face this, the reality of it is almost too much. I want to tell you, I think sometimes that why they go into drugs is because they don't know how to face life. Sometimes when they begin to drink, they have a lot of fun. They want to keep that fun going. They don't want to have to face life. We Americans are getting that way very rapidly. Now, you never when I was young, hardly ever heard of a 24 or a 27-year-old girl or man still home with their parents. Americans weren't like that. Usually they were married at 18, 20. And usually they were out finding work, getting an apartment. Or if they were home, they paid board. And it was still a transition of having to take care of yourself. But today you find them at home in their 20s, late 20s, and even early 30s, still living with mama. And so in a sense, when instead of maybe feeling depressed, they try to keep themselves in a hyped-up state. So a lot of things that we feel of our young people today, the way they're going, that it's the fact, I believe, that it's very difficult for them to learn how to face life. We have such a time of our children. We want pleasure for them, and I understand that. You know, since Mrs. She's had this grandchild, her little grandson, I just love him to death. He and I are real buddies, you know. He's a year, 13 months old, and I'm watching him grow. And each step, I saw him start crawling. I was there when he started walking. And he's really caught my heart. And so I can understand when I feel like, oh, I'd like to get that for him. Oh, wouldn't that be nice for Ethan? You understand what I mean? And so we're always wanting to give them the best for them. They get into all kinds of things. You want them, oh, Mom, I got to have an iPod or an iPhone. Everybody's got an iPhone, Mom. So what do? We scrape up, and right now the i5, the 5.0, whatever it is, iPhone 5. I'll just leave it at that. They've got to have an iPhone 5. Well, you know, some iPhone 5s cost $700. Don't think a thing of it. So now they have their car. Somebody gave them a car. Now, I had a car when I was young. Mother said, I'm not paying for it. So I got my insurance policy. She let me have my insurance policy, and that gave me a little to put on it, and then I had to get the rest that I put on it. But not today. Many times, and I'm not trying to discredit it. I'm just trying to tell you this is the age we're living in. And so we give our young people these so many things, comfortable things. They live very comfortable at home. And when they have to think about getting out there, they love college because that can be a heyday. They just have a lot of fun there, you know, and keep up, many of them I'm talking about. And this keeps going. They want to have their hate. They want to have their fun. They want to have this. So finally, I'm going to get a job because I want to pay for my pleasures. And so really to face life. So when they do many times have to face life, depression can set in. So actually at this age, sometimes as a mother, empty nest syndrome, they call it. And that's when mama loses all of her chicks. All the children are gone. Now, being one that's not married, I would think that would be a very good time. You feel a little relieved. But you know, many mothers don't. It's like they've lost what they're living for. It's like they've lost something that they can't get back. And so what happens to some of them? They go into depression. Sometimes it's failure, illness. Sometimes it's been a terrible tragedy. Now, hopefully, what we call this normal is that it won't last very long. So we call that sort of a normal. Then we see there's these mask depressions. Now, what is that? It's hidden depression. You know, they repress the memories of their of all these things in their life, their abuse. Many times you have those who have been abused sexually when they were young, those who have been abused physically and emotionally. And so they push that down inside of them. You don't want to tell anybody that. That's not something you go around heralding to everyone. You live with it many times. And it becomes a state of a sadness that's based on an unresolved hurt. And because of that, that pain can become so very real to you. It's like a hidden ache. And even though you may be smiling on the outside, there's just something inside that feels that depression. Then we have the neurotic depression. It's sort of a minor mental illness type of thing, emotional depression. It's a prolonged state. You see, we were talking about some of the things that will cause depression in a normal situation. You might feel you're strong, but even then, for some people, you get very depressed. You have anxiety under these things. But now we get to one, the neurotic depression is sort of an emotional depression, and it actually lasts longer. It has a longer frame, so it becomes really a tremendous hardship on the person that this is. It's sort of a symptoms interfere. You say, well, what does it do to them? It's a prolonged state of sadness lasting longer than normal. And it's based usually on endearing friendships, relationships, a financial crisis, a retirement. These are what's sort of an emotional depression. Not a situation that's happened, in a sense, but it's a state that you find yourself in. And so sometimes, you know, older people really suffer from this. When they are retired, some of them don't, their life seems to be ended. That's why they say sometimes to men, don't retire because you're going to die soon. It's because many times they feel like their life is ended. And they go into these periods of long depression. So what we need to do then is to understand, if I have depression that's lasting too long, then there's something emotionally harmful in my life. Then we have the psychotic one. This is a severe type of depression. And it's based on dissociation or a loss of contact with reality. There are those that lose, well, maybe I could give you an example of it. There was a woman, I don't remember what state it was in. She put her children in a bathtub, and she drowned all five of them. And she was psychotic depression. Now, it wasn't that they didn't know. Her husband understood, and he wouldn't leave home until 9 in the morning. And then her mother-in-law would come at 10 to be with her the rest of the day to watch her. But between 9 and 10, she killed the five children. She went out of reality. She went into some kind of maybe the thoughts may have been, well, these children will go home to heaven, you know, or whatever it might have been that sort of captivated her mind in a sense that she was out of reality. So there are those who have this trouble. Sometimes they have hallucinations. They begin to see things, hear people talk. There was a girl, and one of my friends had a granddaughter. She got herself into witchcraft. And she was only, what, 13 years old? She would hear voices. And she said, she went out of reality, and she killed herself. You see, this is a psychotic type of depression that really is very hard. So you say to yourself then, is depression sin? No. The Bible tells us that we grieve over normal losses. We grieve over things. We can't hold that inside. I'm glad he made the tears. How often that relieves the heart. And you just can't look down and you see somebody you've loved a long time and they've been with you and just say, goodbye, we'll see you in heaven. Yes, you may say, goodbye, I see you in heaven, but there's something in you that grieves over a period of time. They tell us in our studies that over 2 years is too long. You need to get over it. If you get over 2 years of grieving for someone, you're having a problem. But it's a natural thing. It's not a sinful thing. The only thing that makes it sinful is when we've done something that we know is against God. Sometimes it's a guilt of what we have done. If it is in the realm of the spiritual, then we recognize I have sinned against God. And maybe that is what has brought on the depression. Because when God convicts the heart, then we humble before the Lord. We feel terrible. We see our sins as they really are. And that is when we have to find redemption. We have to ask God to forgive us. And then you'll be surprised how quick that leaves. But that's a spiritual problem. But I want to say something to you about depression and spiritual life. When you have this tendency to be depressed, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that is a reason for some depressions. As a Christian, one thing that's going to happen to you, I believe, is that you're going to look at your salvation through the eyes of a depression. It's not there. He's not here. I've lost him. Because in depression, the chemical problems and the emotional problems, there's no